It's great to have you with us again here at the CGMAP Prayer Line. It's April 24th, 2014, kind of a rainy and dreary day here in Omaha, but hey, the light of Christ is shining, and it's been a good day in prayer and consideration of an upcoming weekend that I believe is going to be blessed of God and many souls coming to Christ. I want to talk today about justified freely, justified freely. And we are now on the fourth aspect of the sevenfold aspects of the blood of Jesus that we've been studying from the beginning of the year. I'm going to read from Romans 3, verse 24 and 25. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. In these passages, it talks about that being justified freely. And it is through his grace and by the power of the redemptive blood of the cross. And by his becoming the propitiation for our sins through the blood, he has, through faith, given us hope and has demonstrated his righteousness as he has imputed it into our lives through the power of the cross. I am so glad that the word freely is included in this passage. The problem with religious people is that so many times they always try to earn something when it comes to God or Christianity. And so they never arrive to true redemption, because they don't understand that freely, that being gifted with God's grace. They are never satisfied and never relaxed because they think they have to adjust to something or find something or become holy somehow by their own efforts, not recognizing that he has given us the ability and demonstrates his righteousness in us and through us by the power of the cross. We are justified only through faith in the blood of Jesus. Let's look at Romans 4:4. Now to him who works, or the religious person, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. I'm going to read that again. Now to him who works, and in parentheses, the religious person, the wages are not counted as grace, but as debt. You can't work this thing out. To receive him means to take him in, and that is through the way of the cross and through the blood of Christ. And freely receiving justification and seeing the power of God at work and seeing him work his own righteousness through you so that you can become the child of God you can be and so you can access his grace in time of need to see the process worked out in your life and full salvation and walking in the light of his grace and power. Many people think if they have always lived rightly and done their duty, God owes them righteousness or justification. That is, they believe their debt is taken care of and it's been adequately made payment for because of their efforts. But it's not in your efforts. The propitiation or the ability for your forgiveness has been taking place. It has been freely given through the power of God at the cross, and we have to receive it. God doesn't owe anything to anybody, but we owe him everything as we see the gift of love that he's given us through the Son of Man. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Verse 5 of the same chapter of Romans. Let's look at that again. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. It's right there in the scriptures. We're justified by faith in trusting in him, coming to him, the author and the finisher of our faith. And he will put on our account. He will put on our account through his righteousness the ability to be saved by grace. Justified by faith, not of works, not something we conjured up, made up, or worked up, but through his mercy at Calvary. The first thing we have to do is stop trying to make ourselves righteous so many times in the church. We try to make ourselves righteous. We try to act holy, be holy, but we don't allow ourselves to just flow through the power of the Holy Spirit, his presence within us, and allow his character to come to fruition and to see the work of the fruit of his grace. We're trying to, you know, drill it up sometimes, but it's already there, the potential. Out of the wells of salvation, the Spirit of God can see his grace and afterflow of love, and you can bear witness of his life in you. Stop trying to be a little better than everybody else. Call a halt to that. Remember, believe, have trust in Him, and allow Him to work through you, and allow the surgery of the Word and the scalpel of His Spirit to take place in your life, and see the workmanship of God at work, and that you'd receive the freedom to live out your life in the power of His grace. Thank you, Lord, for the blood of Jesus. I proclaim that I have been justified freely by your grace. I believe on Him who justifies me. My righteousness is as filthy rags, the scripture says. But Lord, I speak of the righteousness of God. I put on the armor of God. And part of that is the breastplate of righteousness today. Through the blood of Jesus, I am justified, made righteous, just as if I'd never sinned. Thank you, Lord, for the victory at Calvary. He's paid the price. He's made this precious, lovely gift of salvation available to us, and the power of God to see the abundant life of Christ become that which becomes a part of our lives as we access His Word and we look into the work of God and allow His Spirit to have its way in our lives. Too many times we're looking for a program. Too many times we're trying to find some mechanism to make ourselves feel good. But it's through the mercy of God and the power of Christ that He makes it all available to us, freely, justified by faith. If you need to reach us here at Covenant Grace Ministry, please call us at 646-926-0401 or email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. We're so glad that you can be with us today. Check out our neat website at cgmfinc.weebly.com. I know you'll be blessed by checking it out. God bless you, and have a great day in Jesus.